What's going on, everyone? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Ciara.
Hello.
Hello, Ciara. And this evening, in fact, every day this week, we are filling in here on Drive By. We're usually on 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Sunday to Thursday. If you ever do feel like listening, I mean, we're getting in the plugs while we're here, you know, making the most of it. And one thing that we do, one gentleman that we always talk to.
Gentleman is a stretch now, Chris.
Well, one individual that we always talk to, one person of interest. One person who's on a few watch lists. I don't know whether or not you were aware of him. I mean, he has like 10,000, maybe even more. Galway player, how many followers do you have on Twitter?
11,800.
Wow, so basically he has 12,000 followers on Twitter. He has a published book, which is Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating. He has a website. He is, in the words of many, Ireland's top male dating expert. In fact, I would go so far as to say he is Ireland's top dating expert. He comes on every week, and usually he's giving us advice, you know, of his wonderful life as a player in Galway. But of course, Galway player, if there was ever a day to talk to you out of the 365 days of the year, surely it would be Ladies' Day at the Galway races, am I right? How is the day going for you? You must be in a form of ecstasy, are you?
It's amazing. This is the talent here today. I am in heaven. I'm like a child at Christmas, like a fat kid in a sweet shop. It is unbelievable out here, Chris. The talent all day. Like, you'd need a neck brace going around here. Seriously. The hats, the dresses, the outfits, stunning. Unbelievable. They've pulled out all the stops today, I have to say. Obviously, they all knew I was coming. And I'm delighted that so many girls have gone to such an effort.
Yes, I'd say they did put in the extra effort because they knew you'd be there appraising.
Not because there's a massive competition to win the best dressed at the Galway races on Ladies' Day. I'd say it definitely was all for you, Galway player.
But Ciara, there is an even bigger competition, and that is to get the attention of the Galway player. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
there was an extra incentive for that because I have a little thing going on with one of the bookies in Galway here, John Mulholland. They were offering odds of 50-1 for me to score the best dressed lady. And I have to say, Alex, she did very well. She looked absolutely stunning, and I can just confirm that she is a delightful young Cork lady. So I think I'm going to be getting to know her a bit better as the night goes on.
Wow, so you'll either confirm nor deny, I guess, whether or not they're going to be paying out on that bet. But that was
very, very early. But as I say, you know, I'm a classy kind of guy, a gentleman, as you introduced me. Not going to be screaming from the rooftops, but I'll send you pictures later, Chris.
Oh, thank you, Galway player. Do.
Someone needs to warn that girl.
Galway player, let me ask you this, though. Do you have, because I was even talking to a few guys yesterday, and they were all very excited. They all said they were going to be leaving their respective, you know, homeland very early in the morning to make sure they were getting to the Galway races on time to have great fun, because Ladies' Day is, you know, the best day of the Galway races for a lot of people. And I worry that some of the men who were going there might be a little clueless. They might not be doing it the way, the calibre to which you can do it. I mean, do you have any really quick pointers? I know that what you do is an art, it can't be condensed down to a few minutes.
Okay,
but is there anything you can tell them to maybe avoid, or, you know, anything that could really help them at this situation? Because let's be realistic, most people attending this have no interest in horses, and they are lads going to see hot women and potentially try and get with them, as you were doing, Galway player. So what can they do?
I genuinely haven't seen one race yet. I've been out all day, haven't been looking. Someone put a bet on for me because I was giving it to for free. But go up and talk to women. Today is so easy to compliment women. They have gone, they've pulled out all the stops, I say. They've gone to so much effort. They look absolutely amazing. Where did you get your hat? Where did you get your dress? Pretend you're interested. Pretend that you care.
Can I say not overly interested in where a girl got her hat or where a girl got her dress, because she might pick up the wrong
you might get the wrong idea. All right, yeah. Oh my God, your dress is amazing. Yeah, no, I see what you mean. Yeah. But go ahead,
stay away from the beer as well. Like, if you get too drunk too quick, I mean, you have to pace yourself. You're like one of the horses. Later on in the night, when you're in one of the great pubs around town, it's going to be like going up the hill at Ballybrace around the bend at the end here. So you need to pace yourself, or you're going to struggle coming towards the closing stages of the race, which is Ladies' Day in Galway. So pace yourselves, lads. Don't be getting overly drunk. Like, the Moët is flowing out here all day. You know, the drink is going. Everyone is having a good time. It's a lovely warm day, actually. But you need to take it easy, or else you're going to be absolutely no good. You're going to be like a jockey with the horse that the jockey's fallen off.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be a little
I agree with that.
No, because Galway player, you are right. Some people, I've noticed, because of course the festivities start very early, some people, even by, you know, around this time, 6-7 o'clock, they are write-offs. They are an absolute mess. Galway player, what time exactly did you start the festivities at today?
Well, I was in town for a champagne breakfast in the Merrick at 11 this
11?
morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, this is the closest thing I'm ever going to get to a wedding. I have an amazing suit on. I look fantastic. You know, I came out here and had lads, breakfast with the lads, came out to the track, got to meet, you know, obviously all the ladies involved in the best dress competition, Mandy and Marjorie and all the girls, judging there, had the crack with them, and now I've been in the Callanan stand for the last while with the lads, having the crack. The bubbly is flowing, as I say. It's an amazing day. Like, everybody loves Galway. I wrote an article this week for Paddy Power, and I was just saying Galway is like, you're the lad, you'd be the sound one in the group, the one you'd ring for times, you know, yeah. The guitar at the end of the night, you'd be knocking out a few tunes. And the people of Galway, it's rag week for adults down here. The town is going crazy. Everyone is just out, like, you know, I've been in the champagne tent, and the amount of plastic that's seen going around, and a lot of credit cards as well.
Yeah.
Like, people are going all out.
It's like the Celtic Tiger all over.
Isn't it? Like the Celtic Tiger for just one day.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
one day of reliving the Celtic Tiger. No, Galway player, did you arrive by helicopter this morning before you go? Answer me that.
Yes, I did, Chris.
Awesome. I love it. Of course he did. Galway player, look, your Twitter's at Galway player, at Galway player. The man is Ireland's foremost authority on dating. I'll tell you that right now. His Twitter as well, of course, is at Galway player. His book is Shift and Drift, Galway Player's Guide to Dating. I mean, Galway player, you really are a published authority on this. I will not take up any more of your time on, as you say, the day that the closest you'll ever get to a wedding. Man, thank you for coming on.
Pleasure as always, Chris.